Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, hour number two starts right now on The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. Obviously, the first hour filled with the latest from the Astros, the cheating scandal, and as the entire team gathers for the first official workout, West Palm, I believe. And then that's where they're at right now, West Palm.
I believe so, correct.
And then most of the position players, their official first workout with everybody. Everybody's Monday, I believe. But everybody gathered today. The press conference has got everybody's ear. They're talking about it. Scott in Deer Park wants to get in here and talk about it. My man, it has been a while. Welcome back to the show. What's going on? Scott.
The question I've got, and I know, Barry, you're somewhat of a nerd like I've been. This Codebreaker spreadsheet they've got, they never inputted it with live information. They got it with data that was taken after the fact of the game, and they were just anticipating what a guy was going to throw. So how is that different than anything else that a National or an American League Baseball team does?
I don't know. I don't know the details of how Codebreaker was used, to be honest with you.
And the article was Atlantic, and you guys don't have the Atlantic. I mean, the Athletic. Sorry, the Atlantic. That was an old magazine. It was in the Athletic, and you guys haven't read the article.
But once they gathered that information after the fact, then that's how they were able to incorporate the garbage can. So they used that information from what they gathered, the Codebreaker, and then they relayed that information via the garbage can. So
they absolutely use the data.
But wait a minute.
Because again, I'm back to the point we were arguing about before. Gathering data.
That's a good point. Yes, thank you.
Just discussing. But gathering data is useless if you're not going to use it. So just data for the sake of data is dumb.
But I also
know, a waste of time.
I don't think that's the case. I mean, because I don't think they're going to, because you're going to have a lot of pissed off players if you go bang in the trash can because you're going off of a guess based on what their patterns have been. I would say that they use that to then
to steal signs and relay it over. That's exactly what it is in the report.
So you used the Codebreaker and then used the video to sync
steal
it up,
the signs and then you relate it to the garbage. That's exactly what the report said.
Yeah, right. So well, it was actually used two ways. I think now that I just found something on USA Today, but so apparently, yeah, the data existed, and that's what eventually led to the trash can banging because they could watch the video. They could see 3-3-1-3-1 and go, oh, that's curveball. Bang, bang.
Yeah, that's what we just said.
Breaking ball coming. I know. I'm making the point that once that stopped, they still said they could use it because then you know, oh, 3-1-3-1, man on second, then I can signal to the person, to the batter at the plate, old school way of passing signs. So you could still use Codebreaker without using the trash can. You could still use it to relay information to the hitter as opposed to in the past you did it in-game at best. Well, now if you've got the spreadsheet and you know the tendency is 3-1-3-1 is a breaking ball, when you're standing on first, second, or third, then you can see the signs, then you can relay it. That's why to this day you'll see catchers looking around because they know their signs are being stolen. So Codebreaker could still have been used in the, quote, ethical way to steal signs.
Look.
It's just the fact that they used video in the trash cans and in conjunction with it.
Here's the frustrating thing to me. When we used to have Blummer on, right, he would talk about the fact that we're not kidding when we say baseball was since the start of time, every team has been looking for any way to steal signs and take an advantage. He said, to Barry's point about the catchers closing their legs, Well, the other thing was they would look at the forearm. And if a forearm of a catcher moved a certain way when he put two fingers down as opposed to one finger or whatever, then the laser focus of the dugout and any runners on base was the forearm of the catcher, which was putting down the signals. And if his arm did that certain extra twitch when he put down two or three or four, then you knew it wasn't a fastball. That's an advantage.
Well, that was runners on first and third usually. Because you can't see, you know, past his thigh. So you could watch the forearm. Mm-hmm. You could watch certain body language or whatever. And then the way they set up, too, can tell you something. Sure. And you can relay that information as well. So, I mean, yeah, there's a lot of ways and to use that information without using video monitors and trash cans and all that on the field. And I think had the Astros just stuck to Codebreaker as a spreadsheet of data, that then gets given to the players who can take it on the field and use it, they're not in trouble. All of this. So Codebreaker by itself wouldn't have been an issue if Codebreaker was just code for the spreadsheet gathering the data. That's just analytics used for
if I'm hearing you right, if I'm hearing you right, and the same could be said about the NBA. Before the game, each player's going to get a packet of information. It used to be
on an iPad,
paper and stuff. Now it's all computerized. It used to be then that they'd get a DVD, but now it's all completely done via a computer. But they're going to get tendencies of the players. They're going to get, you're going to get a scouting report
tendencies
that says
of the catcher.
With runners on base and a pitcher that's and these pitchers facing you, this is what the tendencies have been. First pitch, whatever. Things like that. Like you said, runners on base.
Exactly. You're going to get all that. But you're also going to get the sign information, and that's what Codebreaker included was sign information. So you'll know, with a runner on second, you would know, all right, if you see this sequence of numbers, then this is what it is, right? And so they have, if they go elbow, or if they go elbow, shoulder, elbow, then this is the correct sign. In the order, the shoulder, that means it's number two. If they go, you know, elbow, waist, shoulder, there's all these different ways they try to do that. But you can track all of that and develop a pattern and then give that to your players to be looking for that on the field.
Right.
I mean, if
you're not
complicated.
Following that, it's called an indicator. And the way they relay to the entire team, because the infield is keying on those signals, too.
Absolutely.
Because the infielders know that, you know, the ball and the hitter are going to do a certain thing if it's an outside breaking ball as opposed to a fastball inside.
I'll tell you what's going to be interesting. And here's the reason that, remember now, the Astros caught grief because of all the mound visits in the 2017 World Series. Because there was a ton of mound visits from both teams. And it's because they know everybody's stealing signs. So if you're doing the shoulder, elbow, shoulder, hey, we're going to do, this is our sign sequence, and these are the indicators, and the other team knows that, it's pointless. So you walk out to the mound, you put your glove over your face, and you say, hey, in this, we're going to add one and two, and then subtract three, and that's the pitch sequence. That's the number that you're going to throw. Because they do that. You have to do math on the fly.
But even more so?
If they put down like 2-1, two, that means you add two and one is three, then subtract the last number from it, so it's fastball. That's a one.
But the other thing that they do, too, when you were talking about with all the mound visits is, if it was a key pitch at a key time in the game and they were worried about sign stealing, I'm coming out to the mound to tell you
what to throw.
You throw a curveball here, regardless of what I put down between my legs, that's what you're throwing.
So let's talk about something new, then. Let's talk about it as related to the cheating scandal. I wonder if now teams are going to be like, hey, yeah, let us have more mound visits now that we know this is going on, because this is the only way to combat this style of cheating is to walk out to the pitcher and put our gloves over our faces and have a conversation.
You're right, because you know how you lay it out for Rob Manfred and his staff is? You go, are you worried about the length of game time?
Or are you worried about
the integrity of the game? Because if you want to worry about the integrity of the game, then realize,
let us go out
stop
there.
Worrying about game time.
Let us go out there. And again, I think the whole game time thing is it's just a myth created by the man.
And the TV networks.
It's a myth.
Bitch about
it's a,
the TV networks bitch about how long games take because it gets into their other programming.
I've said it for years now. Baseball games are no longer than football games. They're the same exact length. 3 hours, 3:20, 3:30.
The only difference is the frequency. That's what people. That's what
that's
networks
it.
And
but
and the
when
TVs
you sit down to watch a football
about.
Game, you know it's a 3 hour investment. When you sit down to watch a baseball game, it's a 3 hour and 20 minute investment on average. That extra 20 minutes is making the game longer. Nah, playing. I don't even try.
I can't believe I'm saying this, but that's basically what Trevor Bauer said when he said, "Stop worrying about the time," because whether it's 2:57 or 3:15, that's what baseball is.
Yeah,
I just gave Trevor Bauer credit for making sense and speaking truth. So. There you go. That's probably where we should shuffle
up. I'd like to point out I said it before Trevor did.
You know, I compare you guys a lot in a lot of ways. So,
don't you dare do that to me. Don't you do that to me. Why? Why are you being so hateful right now?
It's not just right now. We're going to continue to roll on. Hour number two, 3-hour show. It's The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.
Welcome back.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
I'm really sorry about the choices that were made by my team, by the organization, and by me. I've learned from this, and I hope to regain the trust of baseball fans. I would also like to thank the Astros fans for all of their support. We as a team are totally focused on moving forward to the 2020 season.
That was Alex Bregman in his prepared statement as part of the press conference. Today, Lisa and I were talking about it when it happened.
He didn't do well in reading class.
He did not. Jim Crane to start the whole thing with a script that got caught in the wind. I just think there's something to be said about if you're going to do something like this and everybody in the world knows it's coming because you've made no secret that when you gather as a team, it's going to happen. You put your best, the saying, you put your best foot forward. You put your best people out there to relay the message. If you've got to read it all, no matter how much, you know, I would think that they've rehearsed this. They met last night to talk about all this. You would think that you know who you're putting out there, and then the people that are going to be out there, don't go looking at no, because there's nothing that feels more insincere, cold, and cold-heartedly delivered than someone that's reading. And especially when it's a guy that's been known for his brash cockiness and his all of that kind of stuff. Putting him out there and then having him deliver a message like that, you knew it was going to get killed.
I think people just hate Alex Bregman. And so no matter what he did, he was going to get killed. And he's not the smoothest talker. He always comes across as arrogant to me.
Yep.
He could be reciting verses from the Bible, and I'd be like, look at this guy. He thinks he knows Jesus. He's so arrogant. Like, that's just how he comes across.
I remember when we talked about that strut that he would have.
Yep.
Yep.
I feel like just, people hate that, man.
The Colin McGregor thing, right? The way he does the...
Yep. Yep.
There's just something about him that rubs people the wrong way that no matter. And so I think your point is valid in that maybe don't let him talk, but you have to. He is a MVP candidate. He is a major star on this team, a major star in baseball, and he was involved in it. He has to talk about it as much as you don't want him to.
No. But here's my thing, Barry.
But he's just
let
bad
him
at
be
it.
One of the guys that talks about it in the locker room where he's kind of he's more in his environment, he'll be more relaxed, and it'll come more across more sincere.
Oh, I don't know if they trusted him not to say something stupid.
I would have put Correa up front because just what I heard from Correa, I think he has a real firm grasp on
Correa did a way better job
being professional, right, and also still being being taken as sincere.
Well, I know this surprises you, but I'll disagree, okay, because if you got one guy who is sincere and a good speaker and comes across as genuine, that's the guy you want talking from his heart because he's not going to say anything that would backfire. The guy that comes across as arrogant and everyone hates, you give a script and say, do not say anything, because then he's like, yeah, you know what? Maybe we did cheat, but we didn't need to. We'd have still beat y'all's asses. Then you're like, oh, God, Alex, what are you doing?
You do have a good point, but Correa...
Stick to the script.
But who's the better speaker, Correa or Bregman?
Correa, but you trust Correa. That's why you let him go off script. You don't trust Bregman, so you give him a script.
No, you trust him because he's going to be in front of the national media all at one time instead of just selecting.
Trust him because you kind of have to, right?
What, Bregman?
Well, here's the other thing.
You don't. That's why you give him a script. You go, read this.
You trust him that he reads off that script and he doesn't mess it up by reading off the script. I'm actually with you in that regard.
Well, here's what I'm going to say. From that exact thing, from my own personal experiences, you can rehearse it and tell them you stick to the script. And those people that are arrogant and brash and things like that are the people that are still going to, I said that first, but then I'm still going to unload on whatever I want to say.
And maybe that conversation was had between him and the head of PR. Like, look, Alex, I know you want to say some things.
I know you want to get cocky. Now is not the time.
Exactly.
Now is not the time.
And that conversation might have been had. We don't know.
When you're in New York and some New York media asks you a question and you're pissed off and you want to pop off and say something cocky, you're on your own. But right now, this is apology season, and we don't need you messing this up and making it worse. You read that, not a word more or less, and you get off the podium.
I don't know if it was exactly said like that, but it was probably.
I would have told this dumbass. Like, you don't even have even like, what?
But to my point, too, what? If that conversation did take place, it happened last night. So then, rehearse it like nobody's business in your hotel room, wherever you're staying, in the car, and everything like that. Because the more you come across as reading and choppy and all that stuff, the more you're going
to
get attacked.
I would agree. Whether right or wrong. To your point, I would agree that he needs to evolve into a person that could address the media without the script. He needs to eventually evolve into that person.
He's a baseball player, not a presidential candidate. Cut him a little slack.
In this situation, in the middle of a scandal, you need to learn how to speak, bud. You're getting paid millions of dollars.
Trial by fire?
Dude, you need to learn how to speak. Especially when Correa, English is not his first language.
Good point.
Like, come on, bro. If Correa can do it, you can do it too. You can evolve into a person that can speak from the heart. Come on. Like, you have enough confidence in you.
Well, that might be true, but I still say you give the guy the loose cannon, the script, and you give the genuinely good guy the ability to speak candidly and from his heart.
I can't tell you. I wouldn't. It actually brings back some funny memories, but I cannot tell you how many times from the very top of the organization all the way on down, how many times speaking points were given with direct.
I bet you Dwight Howard got a bunch of speaking points. Harden might have gotten speaking points. Who else couldn't speak? Beverly probably got speaking points.
Who was the one?
I bet you I nailed all of them.
Les Alexander was the worst at it.
Really?
No matter what.
He was given the speaking
when
points?
When we had to win that final vote, you know, that final election to try and get the new arena, and we'd have meetings on the side, and everybody was like, okay, so Mr. Alexander's going to speak. And we had, God bless her, but we had a lady in charge of business PR too, but we were all kind of in on it. And we were like, look, he's got to stick to the script. He's got to do this. He's got to only say this. Lo and behold, within 30 seconds, we were all going, oh, no. He'd start taking a shot at the mayor. He'd say something about, did the mayor shower before he got there today, before they did the press? And we're like, no. And you're like, okay, well, you know what? We did our job because we did everything to prepare and put something in front. But if you're not going to take it, then there's nothing you can do.
Yeah.
Could you imagine Floyd Mayweather's PR guy? Like, read this. Stick to the script, bud.
Wait a minute.
He's like, what?
He'd be like, I'm going to need this like I have all my books on tape. I don't read, player.
I told y'all.
You don't or you can't? Just give me the audio.
I told y'all, Floyd, when we were filming commercials and we had cue cards and they said, can you just repeat it to me? We were like, oh, this is going to be a long day. That means you're not going to be using the cue cards.
Can you just tell me what
I'm
you want me to say?
I'm not going to say what.
Oh, no.
Yeah. How about you say it and I'll repeat it? Lord, we're not doing this live. You're lucky, but also that would be, it's gonna take a lot of tape.
Like, ask Derek Lewis to stick to a script.
Come on,
bro. Come on, let's be honest. We love Derek Lewis. He's not sticking to no script.
No. Speaking of,
ask VMAX.
Ask
VMAX probably wouldn't either. Ask Max to stick to a script. See how that goes.
Well, not to get too far off track, but since you brought up Derek Lewis, did you see where he came out and talked about having a life or death medical condition?
I don't know exactly what it is.
I haven't seen what it is yet, and I don't want to text the guy and get into his business, but he said that his coaches knew and that they had suggested he get it checked out. So I don't know if it's come out, but the UFC doctors know what it is. The doctors here in Houston already know what it is. He said, so it's just something that's been going on that I still got to get addressed. It's like life or death situation serious. It's something that happens to a lot of athletes that it doesn't matter if you're healthy or not. It's something that still can happen to you at the drop of a hat. That's all I can say. So it's something about I don't know what that is.
Did I read something that said that he probably shouldn't even take in the fight because of it?
I know in the past he's had back issues, but I don't know. But that's not necessarily like that life or death.
That's not his career ending.
I wonder if it's, and this is 1,000% speculation on my part, but just trying to decode it, if he says a lot of athletes get it and that they know about it, I wonder if it's like an irregular heartbeat. Because you do hear a lot of times about athletes that have irregular heartbeats that they shouldn't.
Slower heartbeat, yeah.
Yeah, that they shouldn't be competing. So maybe that's what it is. I don't know. I just know that I hope he's okay. And
It's a great point because you talk about, remember, all those offensive linemen.
But that's 1,000% speculation. So don't even. This is not breaking news on my part or anything.
No.
It's just me guessing.
Yeah, but it's fine.
I just want to make sure people.
But you remember the Sports Illustrated article they did on offensive linemen? When they said how enlarged their hearts get because of
the overeating,
mm-hmm. and the weightlifting, and how big, and then when it, you know, at a certain point the heart adjusts or doesn't. So I hope he's okay.
Lewis said revealed that a doctor advised him against taking the Latifi fight, but he sought a second opinion and was cleared to go. So he'll probably get it addressed, and at some point we'll share with us what it is or what it was. Hopefully, was past tense.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, he was on the Ariel Helwani show talking about it. So Godspeed. Hope he's okay.
Yeah, no doubt.
A Houston legend.
That.
Speaking of Houston legends, we have one on hold with us. And hey, Mark, I got to give you some props, buddy. I've got listeners reaching out to me. Patrick Randall, P. Randizzle. He goes, dude, I went to Klein's, and all caps, he hooked me up. So what we're saying is real, Mark. How are you going to hook up the rest of the listeners?
Yeah, that's how we do it. You know, I did remember him coming in this morning. We took care of him. I said, you get a choice. He goes, which is the one piece I get? I'm like, no, dude. I have like 50 pieces to choose from. He's like, really? I thought it was going to be one little cheap piece that you get, and it's going to, you know. And I'm like, no, man, I take care of you. You can come in. I got 50 pieces to choose from that are in that package for Valentine's Day. So for Valentine's Day for the ESPN listeners, you come in, diamond pendant or diamond earrings, your choice. And you also get a dozen roses from Houston Flowery. You also get a Valentine's Day card. We wrap it for you. And then for your effort, you get a Torchy's Tacos gift certificate, all for $200.
That's correct.
So for $200, you come to Klein's. Best deal in the city of Houston for Valentine's Day. You get a dozen roses. You get your choice of a diamond pendant or diamond earring. You get a Valentine's Day card. We wrap it for you, and you get a Torchy's Taco gift certificate. It's the best deal that I've ever come up with. It's the best deal in the city of Houston. All the ESPN listeners from Granado's show in the morning have been coming in. It's nonstop ESPN all day long here at Klein's.
Well, it makes sense. I mean, we're men and we're lazy, and if we can get it all at one spot, why not, right? So you go down to Mark Klein's.
One-stop shopping.
Yeah, Fountain View and Westheimer, 5868 Westheimer. You show up. You're done. You don't have anything else to do.
Come to Klein's Jewelry, 832-316-1388, 832-316-1388, or check out kleinsjewelry.com.
Go do it. He's going to make
Thanks
you a hero.
Give us a call.
Appreciate you, Mark.
ESPN 97.5. Is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
You hear the song, the fight song of the Fighting Cougars of the University of Houston. The Houston men's basketball team faces the Tulsa Golden Hurricane Wednesday, February the 19th, inside the sparkling new Fertitta Center, 8 p.m. Caller 12 right now, 713-780-3776. You get a four-pack of tickets to see the Cougs avenge a previous loss to the Hurricanes earlier this season, plus catch redshirt freshman guard Caleb Mills try and become the second freshman in school history to lead Houston in scoring for an entire season. Make sure you listen for the U of H fight song all day for your chance to win another four-pack of tickets to the U of H Tulsa game. Good luck. Caller 12 right now, 713-780-3776. And as Nick would say, go Cougs. I don't know how they do that. It's good enough.
Right? I don't do that part. That's all Joel.
What on earth?
That was a pretty good sound, though.
Yeah, see, I thought it was good.
Yeah, that was good.
Shut up.
But like, you know, like what was the tiger or was it a lion that always... At the beginning of movies, the Paramount.
There's a lion. Yeah. Lion for MGM. MGM. That's why there's a big lion out front of the MGM in Vegas.
That is true.
You know how you did the sign stealing with 2 and 2? That beats 4. You just put 2 and 2 together, and that's how you get that. You're welcome.
We just gave away tickets, and it's funny. I think each of us are going to a different game.
Right?
Like, you're going to Tulsa, right?
Yeah, and you're going to Cincy.
And I'm going
to Cincy, and you're going to Memphis, right?
Look at that.
Memphis is a Sunday at 11 a.m. I thought it was going to be Saturday, and I wasn't going to be able to go.
What about your basketball? Oh, no, basketball's on Saturday.
Yeah, so I'm good. See? And let me clear something up here, too, because we did get some texter that thought he was solving my alarm problems by saying I should get a key fob. We have two of them. My wife was using it. The reason why everything went haywire at my house today was because my wife was in the driveway thinking she was turning off the alarm, but it was already, it had already been triggered, and it was already, like, well into the process.
And speaking of text, can the guy that keeps texting about Robinson Chirino just stop or smash your phone if it just keeps sending the same?
Why are they texting about that?
Oh, my God. He wants me to watch some dumbass video of Robinson Chirino picking up something and saying it's a buzzer. Dude, I don't care.
The implication is,
but he
is
sent
that
it,
the buzzer
no lie,
is in
20
the,
times.
The bad handle tape.
But yeah, no lie, he sent the same text 20 times. If I haven't addressed it and you sent it once, I see every single text. Don't worry. I see every text that comes through the inbox.
You're
if it
not kidding, man. I just one,
if
two,
it doesn't
three,
get
four,
red,
five,
I'm
six,
ignoring
seven,
it. Stop sending it.
Seven in the deleted items. All
oh my
seven,
god,
same phone number.
Oh my god.
You know
chill,
what?
Chill, dude.
They think like, okay, he might have missed it.
Yeah.
The first time.
Listen, we do get
time,
hundreds and hundreds
the time,
of texts. Seven
the 18th
times.
18th time.
Literally, I mean, it's not like my wife's Gmail inbox where she has 55,000 unread messages. And they come in 50 a second because she signed up for every spam mailing list ever. I see every one of your texts. I promise you that. Most of them just suck. So we don't read them.
Oh,
I'm kind of
good
excited
positive
about
vibe and cheery mood with our suspects.
I'm
now
kind of excited about this forum thing. They're talking about maybe doing something a little different. And man, I tell you what, not only would it make it easier, but boy, you start having to put some identities to some people. A lot of you cowards and hiding behind the text line.
I'm all in for that. I am absolutely all in for that, as you know.
Yeah.
All right. So, yeah.
Real quick, I do want to say later on in the show, I've got a show tonight at the Improv for Valentine's Day, couples therapy. Mm-hmm. So we'll give away a couple tickets here and there, sprinkled throughout the show. So if you are on board now, stay tuned. If you want to go take the wife or the husband, boyfriend, girlfriend, whatever, to a comedy show, it's called Couples Therapy. It is one of my absolute favorite shows to do. It's all about couples and relationships, and it's a lot of fun, and it's a hilarious show. So we do stand up front, and then we have a panel where all the comics answer relationship advice, and it's as good as you would imagine it would be.
Does the panel change week to
it
week?
It does. There's always, I mean, I'm usually on most of the shows. Alan Adams is the one that does couples therapy, so he always has me on the show because he likes what I do.
Okay.
But yeah, there's always other different comedians on the show, and then we bring up the couple with the that's been together the longest. So like, sometimes we'll bring up a couple that's been together 40 years, and then we'll ask why she stops having oral sex with her husband. And when you ask a 60-year-old woman that on stage and watch her try to answer it, it's hilarious. So, yeah, it's a lot of fun. So we'll have tickets for that later. Stay
there
tuned.
You go.
Yeah.
Sounds good. I wanted to get you guys' opinion on this.
Okay.
All right.
It sucks.
So before I was rudely awakened by my alarm issues this morning,
okay,
I was doing the early morning feeding of baby Madison. And as I do, I turned on the television. I was flipping channels. I caught Channel 2 running a deal. They ran a story about the best women's bodies in Hollywood. So then I surfed the internet to find the actual article. I don't think we need to get into the men here unless that's something that you guys want to delve into. But the top five,
for sure.
And I have an omission that I want to bring to the table of the suspects, especially you two guys, to see if I'm right or wrong. But according to the list, number five, Gal Gadot, Wonder Woman.
No.
By the way, the anchor on Channel 2, Tanaya, said Gal Gadot, Godot, Gadot, until Owen Confluenti went, it's Gadot. Okay. Number four, Houston's own Beyonce.
No.
Really?
We're sticking to just bodies?
Best bodies. Not face, not voice, not looks, just banging ass body.
All right.
10 out of
just
10.
Just want to make sure. Okay.
10 out of 10.
I mean, there's a lot of people going to argue with you on that.
They are 0 for 2.
Really?
Yes.
Okay, and I verified it one more time.
Okay.
The top five male and female celebrity bodies that people strive to get.
Okay.
All right? So five, Gal Gadot. Four, Beyonce. Three, who I saw at the Oscars, and I'm not arguing this one, you may, Jessica Alba.
Oh, boy. Right outside of Halle Berry, if something happened and Halle Berry told me no, Jessica Alba, she's on deck.
Whether she had a little assistance from the medical world or not lately, I don't
care.
She looks fabulous.
I would stalk her.
Number two.
I mean, not in a creepy way. I would stalk her in a gentlemanly.
You can't go back from that, buddy.
Yeah,
you
don't
stalk
her. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
No,
you
like in a normal.
You just keep banging your trash can. There's no going back at this point.
Not creepy kind of way.
Okay. Number two, which is one that I'll be like, Jennifer Aniston.
I mean, for
I
50.
Love Jennifer Aniston.
Here's the thing, though. If you have to put an asterisk on it and say for 50, she's got a banging ass body.
Yeah.
There are a lot of cougars and MILFs and 50-year-old women out there that would love to have her body. No doubt about it.
Because, I have one in mind that is not on this list. And number one, and it was not Shakira Berry.
Okay.
Number one was her co-host for the Super Bowl. J-Lo, number one.
Okay.
Now, you may ask me a question on that. But I think that for obvious reasons,
sure.
J-Lo, number one.
Okay.
I think J-Lo is the only one that's accurate on this list.
Really?
In terms, are we prioritizing from one to five, or is that how we're doing it, or
well,
no?
That's how they did. You could.
I would say J-Lo, number one, for sure. Body-wise. We're talking okay. body.
Yep.
I feel like you guys are disagreeing with me. That's
no,
fine.
No, I'm always been a big fan of J-Lo, so I'm not going to argue
Here's
that.
Here's the thing. I think she's a beautiful woman. And she does have a nice body. Little too much booty.
Oh, my goodness.
Stop.
You're going to get punched in the throat right now,
much.
Barry.
Well, that's why you crapped all over Beyonce.
Well, listen,
too much booty.
So when you put Taylor Swift next to Jennifer Aniston, Aniston doesn't have any booty.
There's a midpoint between like
I'm calling
J-Lo,
Jerome Solomon right now.
There's a midpoint between J-Lo and Taylor Swift, and that's where my taste lies. Somewhere in the middle where it's got a little hump to it, but it's not like coming out the sides of the jeans and all that. I just there's you know
to make you happy. Here was the Oscars picture from Jessica Alba, which is.
Boy,
really good.
Good thing I didn't wear sweatpants today.
I disagree with you.
Okay.
And I think that J-Lo
I'm
is
okay
right
with
up
that.
There. Now, do you guys, and Nick, and obviously you were shuffling the deck as well with selections. Would you have someone you'd put in there in place of somebody? Because I do.
I have my list.
Lizzo. Nick is like, Lizzo's
hey man,
got
she's from the
best
age.
Body.
Look,
Lizzo is so
she's one
hot.
Of us.
Well, you,
she's
you,
one of us.
You're
you know
a chump chaser, so.
It'd be J-Lo, Jessica Alba, Gal Gadot, Jennifer Aniston, and Beyonce would be less.
No, I'm not trying to
so
restart.
Just,
I'm just starting. You're just shuffling the deck. Is there someone that didn't make the list you would put on the list? Because I, for one, have at least one, all right? And now I think I have two, all right? One of them we've spoken up about on this show before. But for
Jessica
me,
Biel.
Christy Brinkley.
No, stop it.
Fair
okay, I see what you did there. No, she's dead. I would say one is Selma Hayek.
Oh, yeah. She is definitely up there.
Sophia Vergara?
And Sophia Vergara is the other one.
Oh, yeah.
So that's
Sophia
your list.
Sophia Vergara figure alone should be two at the worst on this list. Total figure.
Okay. I'm not
those
hating.
Are my,
you can't argue.
Those,
you can't argue.
Those
yeah,
are my
I'm
two.
Not hating on you on that. That is not a bad... That's not a bad list.
So feel free to interject anybody else I may have missed or someone that might have tickled your fancy that a different way.
Not a bad list at all. Where does Megan Fox fall on that from the body what?
Well,
body
I think
perspective.
She's fallen. We haven't seen her lately. She used to be hot, but I don't know. Is she still
I mean, top? Yeah, she's still relevant. I don't know. I'm with you on those. There's another chick. I can't remember her name. Fast and Furious. Why can't I remember her name? Damn it.
I think I know who you're talking
I'll
about.
I'll Google it.
Ava Mendez was one that was always top of my list.
Ava Mendez.
Yeah, she has a nice body.
Forever.
Yeah.
In a day.
So
she's
like,
married to like Ryan
I thought
Reynolds
you were going to say the Michelle Rodriguez.
No. Vanessa Hudgens also. Nice body. I like petite girls. I don't like big girls. So that's just my... That's why I'm...
You can't handle too much booty. We get it.
Yeah.
Nick, were you going to substitute someone for Taylor Swift?
Yeah.
I was going to say, I should put her up
he's
there.
He's got his top five are Lizzo, Melissa McCarthy, Roseanne.
Taylor Swift.
Melissa McCarthy lost a lot of weight, just so you know. She ain't big
did
no
she?
More.
I think she found it.
Oh, she found it?
I don't know for sure, but I think whatever she lost, she may have found.
I did not expect
that
you to
very
say that.
Nice. Minka Kelly. See, I'm just going through like a list of hot celebrities. What about Rihanna? You guys good with that?
Oh, yeah.
I'm not a big fan of all the tats.
Damn.
I think Rihanna's pretty.
Who
but
is Jamie
she's all
Chung? She is.
In goodness. Case just for
treat.
Equal listening, we'll okay. just say the men's top five.
Okay. Brad Pitt,
he's
Brad
two.
Pitt. Who's the Aquaman dude?
He's not on the list.
What?
Yeah.
What? Ryan Reynolds.
Ryan Reynolds is 3. Okay. Married to
Kenneth Faried, for sure.
Ryan Reynolds is married to Ava Mendez, I believe.
Okay.
All right, so 5, Cristiano Ronaldo.
See, that's not Hollywood. That's sports.
Well, he's on the list.
Well, this is a stupid-ass list.
Well, you've had enough time enjoying the stupid-ass list, so that's fine. Number 5, Cristiano Ronaldo. Number 4, Zac Efron.
Because hold on, time out. If you're going to make a list and you start with an athlete, that's your athlete?
Is it a celebrity list or is it an athlete list? What is it called?
Yeah.
It depends on what
it's
celebrity.
Hollywood.
Said celebrity.
Hollywood celebrities. Cristiano Ronaldo is an athlete. And I
he's
promise
a worldwide celebrity, Barry.
But I promise you there are better athletes. There are better bodies on athletes than that.
Nick, are there?
Why are you asking
you
me,
ain't
bro?
So you just said you Kenneth
Faried. He's the one who made the comment. He's the one who made the comment that there's better bodies out there, and I get the heat.
Well, no, I didn't get you to get the heat. You said Kenneth Faried.
I don't remember saying that.
You got the...
You just did. Rewind it.
I did say it.
Cristiano Ronaldo, 5.
So
Zac Efron, 4. Ryan Reynolds,
Zac, who's,
3.
Who's Zac Efron?
Oh, dude. He's in that one where the he
Screech,
throws the parties
number
next
one
to the
is
neighbor.
Screech.
No.
Please
Brad,
tell me Screech
Brad
is number...
Brad Pitt, number 2.
Screech is in porn, so he better have a good body now, right?
I just need someone that's like lumpy like me.
I who's admitting got a this every body? Time.
Please say Tim Allen is
he
number
is
1.
He's the most embarrassing alumni of the state of Wisconsin ever.
Who?
Screech.
Put some respect on his name from Saved by the Bell.
Dustin, I don't, yeah, I whatever his name is. Yeah. But yeah,
Pedroia.
Screech is from Wisconsin. No. And number 1, Chris Hemsworth.
Who? I don't know who
he's
that is.
He's an actor. You don't know who Chris Hemsworth
is? Let me look it up.
I actually know who he is.
Yeah, he's an actor.
Oh. Okay.
Isn't he Australian?
Yeah.
I don't know about that, yeah, but I know.
He's Australian.
I think his brother's an actor.
Who was the dude that played Aquaman?
Jason, he's married to Samoa, right? Jason Samoa.
Is that what it is?
Isn't it Jason Samoa?
I'll tell you right now. It
Aquaman,
is.
Aquaman. Peter
Jason
Safran.
Momoa.
Momoa.
Oh, that's
Samoa,
the producer.
Momoa. Okay.
Who?
Jason Momoa.
M-O-M-O-A.
And he's married to a girl
I'm assuming
from
it's Momoa.
A different world. Jason Momoa.
Oh, to Lisa
Bonet.
Really?
Indeed.
Okay.
Yep.
And he didn't make the list? I'll
and
be damned.
And that involved. That wraps up our extra / E! Entertainment TV segment of the day.
Blank on Hollywood? We're not stealing that, are we?
I like Blank on Hollywood. Let's do it. All right.
It's the jewel of the day. The jewel of the day.
My singing Woo! Is so much better. The other thing, too, by the way, when we talked about Lisa loves the Oscar red carpet.
Mm-hmm.
Who's Ryan Seacrest? He was doing the interviews.
Uh-huh.
We talk about people that piss us off if you ever talk over somebody or something like that. Say you're a celebrity. And I'd be like, Barry, you're up for Best Supporting Actor this year. Your thoughts on the other candidates you're up with?
Well, I'm just happy to
be
here.
I mean, seriously, let's talk about this because there's a lot of them out there.
I'm leaving.
Exactly. He did it to everyone. Three words in.
He did that when I was a production assistant on American Idol.
Is that right?
No one really liked him. And I'll add this. Wears more makeup than Jennifer Lopez.
Really? Ooh. On his butt?
Better body, too.
I wouldn't go that far.
We'll be back.
Well, it's
the usual suspect. ESPN 97.5.
Stay up to date with the latest innovations hitting the city of Houston by visiting innovationmap.com or follow them on any of your social media platforms. Just search Innovation Map. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Wrapping up hour number 2, 3-hour show. It's The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. Appreciate you taking us on the go. Wherever you may be in Houston on this beautiful, sunny afternoon, in H-Town, a lot of you chiming in with your selections or omissions.
Walt and about 50 other people are like, I knew Barry wasn't black because he doesn't like big booty.
Okay.
Well, now y'all know.
It only took you
three years
to figure that out.
That's not a new revelation. I said on this very program, there can be such a thing as too much booty. I'm sorry.
Yes, you have on numerous occasions.
I have my own preferences, and it doesn't involve big ass going everywhere. I'm sorry that hurts your feelings, Walt.
Barry is not Sir Mix-a-Lot when it comes to liking big butts.
I like, and I wouldn't even say like in shape, like toned. I just don't like, big girl. I'm not a big dude to begin with. I don't want a big girl. I'm sorry.
Okay, let me get this straight too. Ryan Reynolds is married to Blake Lively, who I don't even know. Ryan Gosling is married to Ava Mendez. Okay, you win.
And everyone, please stop sending me the fake Alex Bregman picture from the press conference. I've seen it. Didn't think it was all that funny. I'm sorry. Not everything is funny to me. Some stuff is. Some stuff not. So.
And you were right. So the same number keeps doing the same thing, correcting me. So there.
Can you guys change the Jewel of the Day song again? Nope. I am not getting in trouble.
Oh, yeah, that's right. We
were
reprimanded.
They're both bosses now. No way. You're not getting me fired, Texter. Nice try, bud.
Did you guys hear the disclaimer at the start of this break right here? Or at the start of coming back for this break?
No, what to say?
The opinions of Nick Sciarra and Barry Laminack are the ones that the Blitz should actually take it out on, not Joel Blank, who said nothing. Thank you.
I knew it was a bad idea when Barry came up to me about it, but I really wanted to get him fired. So I was like, you know what? Let's go ahead and do it. Let's go ahead and do it.
You're thinking it's going to deflect most of the blame on him, and you would just indirectly get a hand slap?
No, actually, I knew it was all Barry. Let's be honest. Barry deserves full credit for that segment. I did not do that, sir.
There you go. Okay. So, Roughnecks.
Real quick, somebody asked me, what time does Klein's close today? 5:30.
Do they really close 5:30 on a weekday?
5:30.
Okay. Roughnecks look like they're coming to the rescue for you. We love Jay Lucas and his staff.
Love the Roughnecks.
But with the shortage of T-shirts that are out there and all of the gear, I had told you that I had reached out to try and save the day, and it looks like they're going to come through, and you will have a Roughneck shirt to wear this week on your show.
On Houston Sports Show. You are the man, Joel. You, time and time again, I'm surprised at your... No, we're not saving this.
Roll on this, Nick.
But I am surprised at your reach, how many connections you have, and the things that you can make happen. Let's be real. We know a lot of people in this town. Joel Blank makes stuff happen.
Stop it.
I'm being dead serious. Nick, is that not true?
Nick, absolutely.
His Rolodex is pretty ridiculous.
He's the reason why we've had Kevin McHale, Mario Elie, a lot
Charles
of the big
Barkley.
Charles Barkley.
He got his ice cube somehow, some way. Look, and you talk about, oh, my guy is the UFC that does tickets. I got a guy
is working on Darius
Ben.
Rucker.
What's the one?
I am still working on that, by the way.
What's the guy? What's the arena that you have a friend that works there or whatever?
Houston,
or is that you?
Arena theater?
Which arena?
I don't know. The one in Sugarland? That's you that has
oh,
a friend.
Oh, Smart Financial.
Smart
yeah,
Financial.
Yeah, yeah.
I know someone
that was
there,
me.
Too.
Yeah. See, I'm
one
saying.
One of our old guys.
You know, see?
Joel knows everybody. Guys. So it doesn't surprise. I mean, I'm grateful that you would use your powers for good to help me out. I really am. But it's just amazing how many people you know. All right. I'm not stroking
that's
his
enough.
Ego anymore.
Yeah,
I'm totally
enough.
Done. That was way too much.
I think you're having a stroke right now.
I know. That was awful. How nice I was just now. God.
Disgusting.
What was that?
You want to take like 30 seconds so you can get back into character?
I need to, yeah. Whew, boy.
Just reel it back in.
Ugh, I feel dirty. Ugh.
Speaking of dirty, I also wanted to mention, I don't know if you guys saw this story or not, but there was an engaged couple that had a little bit of a to-do. They had a little bit of an episode, okay?
Okay.
So they're not getting along. Sheriff deputies called. So Jane Marie Faulkner confronts the man and said, and her man, confronted by the cops, said, the man says she repeatedly hit him and smeared dog poop in his face. Faulkner, who was reportedly intoxicated. No,
oh,
really?
Why can't that happen to Barry?
Well, the cat was enough, Nick. Once the cat crapped
that,
on
you
his
know
head,
what?
All
yeah,
bets are
that
off.
Was, I'm just trying to double down
really?
Now.
What am I, John McAfee?
No, that wasn't. To be correct, that wasn't Oliver, right? That
no,
was
that
Oliver.
Was
the, that was the
Oliver
cat
has guest. Oliver has not pooped on me yet.
So Oliver
he does
is,
have
has
bad
manners.
Gas. He farts a lot.
He's
okay. Oh my god!
Isn't it a little kitten though? Like it
yeah.
has gas that early?
Oh my god! This is a. Here's the thing, is it's funny that you know you have dogs that you can blame the farting on, and I thought, oh cool, I got a cat. I think the cat got us so he could blame his farting on me. That's how much this cat farts. And now my wife's like, God bless, did you fart? I'm like, it's your dumb cat. He farts
now,
all the time.
Are you still reprimanding him with a water gun?
Oh, yeah. Bro, and here's the funny thing is I don't think he cares anymore. He was doing something.
You got him conditioned to it.
I spray. Now, this water gun is like, it's not a super soaker, but it's got, instead of just one little...
He's hitting him with a super soaker 150, and the kidney's just being thrown up against the wall.
But instead of one stream of water, it's got three. And so when I spray him, he gets soaked, like doused, and he just... like it's nothing. He'll just clean it off and then go right back to doing
it's
what
like
he was
an immune
doing.
System.
He's just like, this ain't nothing to me, bro. This is water. I know what this is. I drink it every day, pal. You have to step. I'm gonna have to start tasing this cat.
Oh,
maybe you should take up after this one. Couple. Just take some of the pee and
yeah,
smear it on
I'm
the cat.
I'm gonna start smearing human yeah. poop in his face. No, just rub it on him. That'll work.
So, just to wrap this up, uh-huh. The couple had an argument. They were intoxicated. She smeared dog poop all over
his face. Which is how all good
face.
Arguments go. If you're not intoxicated, it's not a good argument.
Police had her post a $2,000 bond.
Dang.
That's a lot. And then ordered her to have no contact with her fiance. Think the marriage is still on? I mean, the wedding's still on?
And go ahead and get it out of your system, because I know you want to do it.
No.
Go ahead.
According
say
to court
it.
Records.
No, I know you want
to
say it. No. Go ahead. Say
her rap
it.
Sheet no. includes, how about this for a rap sheet? Disorderly intoxication, possession of drug paraphernalia, careless driving, battery, disorderly conduct, marijuana possession, resisting an officer with violence, theft, and narcotics possession. An upstanding citizen.
Well, go ahead and say what you want to say that when she smeared poop in his face. Go ahead. I know you have this in you.
I'm not doing it.
I know you want to do it.
That'll do in hour number two, The Usual Suspects. We have hour number three on deck. Don't go anywhere. The clock will be ticking right here on ESPN 97.5.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.